Where do you sleep in an airport? Airports are portals to the world. The Denver International Airport was built in cow pastures to the east of Denver after Stapleton closed and was turned into condos. To fly out of Denver, you follow I-70 east till you see white sails in the country, shuttle parking lots, arrival and departure ramps, east and west terminals. There are other ways to see our world, but by air is the quickest and most dominant. Percentage-wise, air travel is safer than walking to your local grocery. Airports have not been designed for long-term comfort, though, which causes sleepless nights for those of us who travel. This trip, the quietest place to sleep, is an interfaith chapel in the East Terminal overlooking TSA processing on the commons below. A note on the chapel doors reminds you not to put your feet on chairs, move furniture, leave trash, or interrupt prayers. The spiritual portal should be full of travelers, since we are all about to board aluminum cans and be carried 30,000 feet up into the sky, but no one is here but me. The screening to get on planes is daunting, but nothing compared to the screening we have to go through to get into heaven. I admire Mark Twain's quip that I want to go to heaven for the climate, but go to hell for the company. Stuck in the airport till my flight boards from Manila, early in the morning I am feeling like hell will not be a place I want to go. Even if Twain says the company is good. I bet the seats down there will be several sizes too small, and the sound system will be blasting rap music as loud as it will go.